What's up, everybody? Today, I want to welcome you to the Marketing Secrets Rant. That's right. Today, we're going on a rant.
So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets.
All right, I don't rant often. I'm a pretty positive guy. But I'm not going to lie. I am slightly annoyed this morning. And it's because people. Like, I kill myself to try to serve people. I try my best. I make irresistible offers. I stay up all night. I work hard. I create good things. I spend millions of dollars acquiring companies so I can give it to people in a simplified format and change their lives. And I risk insane amounts to try to give people my entire everything for almost nothing. Like, it is ridiculous when you look at it. Like, just like, and this is coming in the middle of us launching the whole Dan Kennedy relaunch, the new offer, the new newsletter, all that kind of stuff, right? And so the context of it is like, and yes, I'm gonna make money in the long term because that's, you know, if you look at my disc profile, my value, my number one value is ROI. So if I can't see the ROI of something, I don't do it. So yes, there's a huge positive ROI, and I get it. I'm gonna make a bunch of money on the deal when all said and done. But I want people to understand, like, the investment upfront for me to be able to give people access to this information, right? First off, I had to buy Dan Kennedy's company for multiple millions of dollars upfront, right? So there's that. Then I had to go through all this stuff, and then negotiating and working, and then writing the newsletter, writing the offer, and creating this offer, and hiring copywriters and designers and like the upfront costs now in me being able to give people access to the most incredible free gift ever is insane. Yeah, multiple millions of dollars plus time, effort, stress, headache to be able to give people this offer where we're literally giving people $20,000 in bonuses for free when they subscribe to this newsletter, right? And so for me, it's like, man, if people realize what it's taken me to be able to give this thing to people as a gift, it'd be awesome, right? Like, they'd be like, man, Russell, I can't believe how much money you invested so that I could have access to this really cool thing, right? And it's literally $97 a month after the trial. And you get a whole 30-day trial, you get a full newsletter for free, and you get $20,000 in products and bonuses and all stuff that Russell had to spend multiple millions of dollars on. You get it all for free just for, like, test driving this newsletter, right? And I get it, it's the offer, so it's exciting. But what blows my mind is, and again, I'm speaking to the choir, I'm preaching to the choir, right? Most everyone is cool and understanding, but there's a small percentage of people who literally hate success so much that they, like, put up all these barriers to make them not be successful. And it blows my mind. And it's all just this little mindset thing. It's like a little tweak in their brains that keep them from having success. And it's a pattern that's been happening throughout their lives. And so typically I kind of, like, shelter myself from most of the feedback that's not positive or that people have, because it's just, you know, our community is so big now that if I looked at every complaint, every frustration, every everything, like, it would drown me and I would not want to produce. So I have gatekeepers and almost everywhere to make sure that I'm focusing on the positive things and they're taking care of any of the cleanup stuff that we need to do, right? And that's true in any business. But I think right now it's because we're in this launch. It's like, I know how much I've invested, how much I'm killing myself to hopefully in a year or two get a positive ROI on my investment and then, you know, continue to serve people, right? But it's just funny because it's in the middle of launch, I'm in the Facebook groups, I'm in the things, like, I'm more aware of all the stuff. And so while I see the positive, I also, the few negatives that pop up are, like, blaringly in my face. And it's just like, you know, wake up in the morning, open my Facebook, and the first thing I see are the people who, you know, are the negative ones. Like, they somehow magically, Facebook lets their posts be the first thing I see in my feed every morning. And so, I wanted to talk about this. This is my rant, that hopefully will serve, Sarichi, hopefully in one way or the other. So if you rewind back to Russell Brunson, as you know him now, back when we were doing events before Funnel Hacking Live and things like that, where they were smaller, we would do these events at our office that had anywhere from, you know, 10 people at the low end to, you know, 30 to 40 people in the big end. And we do these workshops, people come to Boise, we do these little mini events and we take people around the office and we train them, and it was really fun. But what was always fascinating to me is within about 5 minutes of me having everyone in the room and starting to talk and answer some questions, introduce some people, I could tell within 5 minutes with almost 100% accuracy if someone would be successful or not. is fascinating. In fact, I would like literally do my initial introductions. I talk a little bit, ask some Q&A, and then give them their first assignment they'd be working on. I would sit down and I'd like write the names like, these are the three people who will be success, like hyper successful. These 80% got kind of a shot, and these 20% whatever, like there's no way. Like I should just refund their money and send them home, because there's no way in infinity years they will ever have any success with any of this. And I would know within 5 minutes. It was crazy, right? And it had 100% to do with like mindset and attitude. It was crazy. And then we'd track people over the next year, 5 years, 10 years, and we'd see it. And sure enough, like with almost 100% accuracy, it was true. And there were some people who changed, right? And there were the people who shifted from like blaming the world to all of a sudden like taking personal accountability. And like when a mistake would come up, they would no longer like freak out. And they would just, whatever. People that invested in themselves, people who were like grateful for the investments, people who didn't complain about the investments. It was crazy to me. There's a principle I learned from Myron Golden. Myron says, you don't attract who you want, you attract who you are. Okay, write that one down. Like, you don't attract who you want, you attract who you are. So if you look at like the way you interact with the businesses you do business with, right? Like, if you come on here and you listen to my podcast and you take notes and you study and you apply and you do those kind of things, what's fascinating is that because that's the type of person that you are, you're going to attract that kind of person. So if you have a podcast, you're going to attract the kind of people who go and they do that thing, right? But if you come in and you sign up for a continuity program, for example, right? And maybe this is just the example I saw this morning, so it's top of my mind from an annoyance standpoint. But this person signed up. They wanted the $20,000 in free gifts, which I get, it's the offer. But they wanted to make sure that we didn't ship them the newsletter because, you know, I think they live in different countries. So instead of the $97 a month, it was going to cost them $140 a month to get the newsletter to their country. And they didn't want that. They just wanted the free gifts and they wanted a refund as quick as possible. They wanted to cancel the blah, blah, blah. And they, you know, instead of just, you know, going to the help desk and canceling, they had to go to Facebook and post it and tell everybody why they were canceling and the reason and the purposes and why it wasn't worth it. And they just wanted the bonuses and that's why they were there and they weren't for it. I'm like, oh my gosh, like I guarantee you, I would bet $1 million that person will never break the seven-figure mark in their business ever. Probably not the six-figure mark and probably not anything. Because guess what? The kind of person they are, the kind of consumer, the kind of buyer they are, they're going to attract people who are like them. They're going to attract people coming for the free offer and then cancel as quick as possible. They're going to attract people who go to the free luncheon to hear the seminar pitch, right? But then they'll never buy because that's who they are, right? Like if you're the kind of person who's going to come and get a free lunch and then not pay for the thing later, like that's going to be the kind of person you attract because subconsciously you're going to create the offer and create the structure and the way you pitch it and your belief level. All those things are going to be synced with how you would have reacted to the offer. And if you're the kind of person who reacts where it's like you come in and you cancel and you come and you take and you never give, if that's the kind of person you are, guess what? That's the kind of person you're going to attract because subconsciously everything you do from how you pitch the product to the service to the create the offer to the funnel, all the things are going to be synced because we don't attract who we want. We attract who we are, right? And so I'm telling you this as a warning because I know I'm preaching to the choir. I know that the people who are listening to the podcast are the best of the best, right? You are the people who are the doers, the implementers, the people who are listening and actually doing something with this stuff. But I want you to understand that like look at your interactions. If you're the kind of person who buys a product and then complains and then refunds and posts to the Facebook group about why you're not happy and all that kind of stuff, like that's the kind of customers you were going to attract. I promise you that. But if you're the kind of person who buys something, invests and says, okay, look, this isn't on the product owner to entertain me and to wow me, but it's my job to dig through this stuff and find the one gold nugget that's not going to be worth the $97 this month, but it's going to be worth the $100,000. Like that's the kind of person you're going to attract. Right? I look at the newsletter, for example. Like, I know you guys don't know behind the scenes of it all, but, you know, we acquired Dan Kennedy's company. He's had a newsletter that's been running since 1992. And for years, Dan ran it. It was amazing. And then, you know, this private equity company bought Dan's company. And they, you know, the last decade, the newsletter's kind of, it hasn't been amazing, right? So as I've taken it over, like January 1st is the brand new, like issue number one. And I'm fired up and I'm excited. And I was like, I want to make sure this is amazing. And so I look at like, what was my role? My role is in each newsletter is to curate the best stuff, right? So if you don't know the offer, basically you get two newsletters a month. You get the No BS newsletter from Dan, like the very beginning of the month. And the middle of the month, you get the behind the scenes newsletter from me. So with Dan's thing, like when I renegotiate his contract, I was like, hey, I want each issue to focus on a topic that I have curated of all the Dan stuff, 40 years of stuff. Like, what do I think are the most important principles and topics he taught, right? So for example, January 1st, the thing he's talking is opportunity versus improvement. This is how we structure our offers. If you've read the Expert Secrets book, you know I've talked about this, right? It's one of the most valuable, most powerful, most important things you could possibly do. So like, Dan, I want you to go and talk about this again. So Dan went and, you know, based on like me curating of all the things I teach him in January, what's the most valuable thing I can give him? It's opportunity versus improvement, right? So I had Dan go and write a special, like, new updated thing about that specific. I put in a newsletter, and I took that and I took my, you know, 20 years of info now, and I curated Dan's stuff with me taking the best of what I've learned and how, when I learned from Dan, how I applied it, the examples, the case studies, all kinds of stuff. And I put it in this newsletter. So now you get this newsletter, and it's like, not me going through, you know, and obviously we're giving a $20,000 bonus for people who join the thing, but $20,000 bonus. Now you got to weed through all the stuff and find the principles, figure out how to apply them. I went through and did all the work for you. I've spent and probably a week of my time, which if you look at how I bill my hourly rates, I mean, that's like, you know, $400,000 or $500,000 worth of, if you were to hire me to do this, went through all Dan's stuff, found the things, pulled out the best stuff, wrote my context around Dan's article, put Dan's article in there and everything. And now it's there. And those who signed up, get that for free in January, right? And worst case, if you're a lifelong member, you got to pay $97 to get that. But it's like, I spent a week of my life curating and figuring out the best stuff, simplified, organized, put into a spot where it's like, this is the thing you should be focusing on today. Right. And then 2 weeks later, they get the next thing, which is me showing behind the scenes of arguably the membership funnel that has got the highest average cart value that I've ever seen. That's going to give me the ability to outspend every other membership site on the planet because we figured out the cart value. And it's me showing behind the scenes, like, here's page one, here's page two, here's page three, here's page four, here's what we did, here's why we did it. And like, that comes as well. Like, for free, right? Like, that's the first two issues you get for free when you signed up. Like, it's insane. But there's people who are like, oh, like, I don't want to pay the $150 because I got to pay shipping because it's coming further for me, right? Like, okay. I'm sorry that you're going to pay an extra $50. Like, and instead of just, you know, quietly canceling, let's go and make a big deal out of that on Facebook and the Facebook group because you're an idiot, right? Like, that's the reality of it. That person will never be successful. There's no chance on this planet that person will have success in their business because guess what? They're going to attract who they are, not who they want. And they're going to attract a bunch of people like them who get the offer, who complain, who go and post about it on Facebook, who do all these things as opposed to like either number one, being grateful, like, oh my gosh, like $100, I'm getting all of this hand delivered to me twice a month. Like, that's insane. Or like, hey, maybe it's not for me. And I understand that. Maybe it's not for you. I get it. But then just quietly going and canceling and then get back to what you're doing, right? Like, anyway, it just blows my mind. So I just wanted to rant a little bit. Again, I know I'm preaching to the choir, but you attract who you are, not who you want. So become the kind of customer you want to be. Become the kind of buyer you want to be, right? In my 20 plus years of doing this, I've only refunded something once. And then the person that actually gave me the refund, instead of complaining or posting a form, I thought, you know what? Who cares? And I didn't worry about it. But I don't ask for refunds. I don't ship things back. Right? It's not on the product owner. It's on my job to say, look, the person put the time and effort into this. I'm going to get it and I got to find the nugget. I got to dig through this. I got to find it. And if I don't find it, that's on me, not on them. Right? I take personal responsibility for everything. So guess what happens? As a majority, I attract people who take personal responsibility. Like, oh, because I want to attract who I am. And so I try to become the kind of person I want to serve. Right? And so for you, it's the same kind of thing I want you to think through. Anyway, Nora's got a Christmas concert today. I got to go. I hope you guys are awesome and I'll talk to you soon. All right, bye, everybody. Thank you for listening to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. If you've loved this episode, then please take a screenshot on your phone and post it to Facebook, Instagram, or wherever you post stuff. And be sure to tag me and let me know why you like this episode and what you'd like to hear in the future. That'll help me to know what to create for you. Also, Dan Kenny and I would love to give you the most incredible free gift ever, designed to help you make maximum money in minimum time. And this free gift comes with almost $20,000 worth of pure money-making information for free, just for saying maybe. You can get this gift from Dan and from me right now at nobsletter.com. Not only are you going to get the $20,000 gift, you're also going to get a subscription to two marketing newsletters that will be hand-delivered by the mailman to your mailbox each and every month, one from Dan Kennedy and one from me. To get this gift and your subscription, go to nobsletter.com right now.